The following is part one of a previously recorded two-part interview with Taylor Justice, co-founder and president of Unite Us, and Jamie Bland, the CEO for the Nebraska Health Information Initiative. It's time for another edition of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so kindly for tuning in to KIOS today. We always appreciate your time. The Nebraska Health Information Initiative, which is a health information exchange, has joined forces with Unite Us, which is a technology company that connects health and social care providers in a unique and innovative partnership. And who better to guide us through this unification than Taylor Justice, the co-founder and president of the Unite Us team, and the CEO of Nebraska Health Information Initiative, Jamie Bland. Thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
Taylor, let me start with you. How did you get involved in this, or how did your organization get involved in this?
Well, I mean, Unite Us was founded many years ago, back in 2013, initially focused on the veteran and military population, and we saw a disconnect of active duty service members transitioning into the quote-unquote civilian sector. So we built a technology platform that would better connect these individuals to resources in their local community, and quickly realized that the challenges that the veteran and military community face are not that different than the rest of the population. People need connections to food, to housing, to employment opportunities. And so we built a platform to make that connection easier and ensure people are receiving the services that they need and that they're on a positive track of their overall health and well-being. And I think our partnership with NEHI brings the sophistication of the clinical space and the technology that they've built, marrying that with the social care information around an individual in need, so that we're not just looking at them clinically, we're looking at them holistically. And it really creates an opportunity for us to create a golden record to ensure that regardless if there's a clinical need or a social need, the holistic needs of an individual or family are taken care of.
Jamie, can you talk about how the Nebraska Health Information Initiative got involved in this initiative or in this project, if you will, and kind of give us a background on what NEHI does?
Sure. So NEHI is actually one of the longest standing health information exchanges in the country. We've been facilitating what we call interoperability, so the space between different electronic health records across the community. We connect those disparate health records and ensure that the information that is necessary at the point of care for decision making is seamless to providers, regardless of healthcare system or electronic health record technology that they use. So it really made sense for us to connect with Unite Us and ensure that we're also going the next level down, which is, or across the community, to ensure that we're connecting both clinical and those community providers that are so critical to health outcomes. And that's where the partnership with Unite Us came in. The staff at NEHI are extensive clinical folks as well as technology folks, and that marrying of clinical and technology really facilitate that golden record concept and how we bridge the gap between traditional healthcare delivery to the community-based providers as well.
Now, with respect to NEHI's Health Information Exchange, that is patient information versus like EDI payment transactions between different entities, and whether it's the patient's insurance or some sort of federal insurance or that type of thing, correct?
Yeah, it is as if you took your patient record in digital form and moved it to another provider. So if you see provider A and hospital B, and then you take that to provider D and see another provider in hospital E, that would be all facilitated electronically between providers, rather than you having to take paper records and ensure that you're taking those to providers. That's electronically transferred. And what the country has really invested in as far as the health information technology space, with health information exchanges and other digital technology, it is not the billing and payment components.
Very good. And I put this out for both of you, or either of you, however you want to handle this. Can you address security? Because the information that's being passed is really, would you call it the golden record? I mean, it is truly the keys to the health castle for each individual person. How is that protected?
Sure, Mike. We have the highest levels of security, and we are bound by, you know, HIPAA and other compliance factors. We are, you know, in the midst of high trust compliance and framework. We have zero trust type of, and that's a zero trust compliance, which is how we architect the technology systems. So we have cybersecurity professionals and enterprise architects that work across our systems and employed full time. So the most modern architecture available is what I would say. And I'll defer to Taylor on his application as well.
Join us tomorrow at 7:45 a.m. and 3:44 p.m. for the conclusion of this interview.